High FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Changing the subject and talking about an issue as that has definitely been as a result of COVID is all of our masks. How big a problem are they to the environment? Professor Anthony Turton, Professor of the Center of Environmental Management at the University of the Free State. Good morning. I hope you're going to be more sensible than some of our listeners are this morning. Don't get me started. How are you?
Good morning to you and the listeners. Yes, indeed. Interesting how we construct narratives to suit our predisposed perceptions.
It just becomes absurd, doesn't it? You know, I understand if you've got views around vaccinations and around, you can have as many views as you want, but when a guy gets ill from COVID and dies a few days later, to try and figure out that he died with COVID, not from COVID, well, I think that is just, trying too hard.
You know, this speaks to a very important part of human psychology, I think, which also becomes a very severe barrier to change because, you know, we talk about other things, about water quality and pollution, etc. It's the same type of mindset. We are unable to make a link between our own individual actions and that which we collectively experience because we ascribe those actions to something else. So we try and trivialize them or make them non-issues. And that's part of the problem. That's part of the reason why change is so difficult.
That is really fascinating. Really, really fascinating. Let's talk about the issues caused to the environment by all of the masks that we are wearing and discarding. How big a problem is it?
Look, I'm not sure if the mask's disposal is more of a problem than what we had before. What it certainly does is it exacerbates an existing problem. And that existing underlying problem has been our inability to manage our municipal structures properly, because ultimately waste disposal is an important part of modern living. And given the fact that about a decade or so ago, Africa transitioned to the situation where more than 50% of the population had now become urbanized, that means that your urban centers continentally are growing, and therefore your waste disposal problem is growing, and therefore there's a bigger demand on municipalities. And add on top of that now the COVID pandemic, and you suddenly have a different dimension to your waste because you've now got masks that have to be disposed. So it really just exacerbates and highlights what has been an underlying problem for some time.
In any event, was a problem. What should we be doing with our disposable masks?
Well, ideally speaking, that should become part of the solid waste stream, not the liquid waste stream. We've got two waste streams. Solid waste goes into the dustbin, into the garbage bag, and that goes to a landfill where it's supposed to be processed properly. Whether it is or not is another matter, but that's what's supposed to be happening. But what people typically do is they just discard it somewhere, wherever they decide to just drop it down, and that eventually ends up in the liquid waste stream, but it goes down a drain somewhere, and that drain ends up in a local river, and that goes into the environment. Or worse still, they put it down the toilet, and that ends up now in the sewage system, and all of that does is it clogs up the sewage system, really, really badly. So it's either solid stream or a liquid stream. That's the two waste disposal methods we have.
So really what we're saying to our listeners is make sure that you dispose of them properly in the solid, with your solid waste. That's where they need to go.
Yeah, that would be the ideal thing. Anything that goes down the toilet is ultimately, in an ideal world, that will be filtered out as the first step of the wastewater treatment process. But we know that at least 60% of our wastewater works are now dysfunctional. And the first part of dysfunction is that what's known as the grit screen. That's a screen that screens out all of the solid materials, all of the non-biodegradable solids, including things like face masks and feminine hygiene products. Well, that's that all gets filtered out, not really filtered, but basically just sort of strained out, if you like. Most of those systems are dysfunctional now. So that means the mask goes into the clarifier. And once it goes in the clarifier, now it starts hitting the machinery. There are things called turbulators that move the water and aerate the water. They have circular shafts and paddles on them. They get clogged up now with all sorts of non-biodegradable solid waste, and ultimately they just simply seize up. And that's the problem. And I would say probably 60 to 80% of our wastewater works have got that problem.
Mavis says the so-called disposable masks are actually washable, and Janine says, isn't the answer washable masks? I guess that probably would be the best answer, so that we're not disposing of items.
The old adage about reuse, reuse, recycle, repurpose, that's obviously the best mindset you have.
Right. And final question before I let you go. Somebody mentioned to me, and I don't know if this is true or not, that the elastics on the disposable masks can be problematic to wildlife. Is that the case that we should? Oh, in fact, one of our listeners saying exactly that as I'm mentioning it to you, that birds might, you know, they could be the elastics could be problematic and we should cut them. Is that anything that you know of?
Yes, it's quite common sight to see a seabird or to see some other aquatic species of bird or a turtle or something like that with a mask stuck around it. And of course that becomes a life sentence because that creature, whatever it is unable to get out of it, so it becomes a burden for them over life, and it can strangle them. It becomes increasingly entangled and twisted up, etc. So, yeah, it would be absolutely a good practice to simply cut the elastic strands before the mask is disposed.
In fact, Unsigned has a great idea. She says, or he says, that what they do is they tie the two ends of the elastic together and keep them as hair elastics. I love that because that is just using things that are in front of us and repurposing them. So that to me is an absolutely brilliant idea. Professor Anthony Turton, professor at the Center of Environmental Management at the University of the Free State, thank you for chatting to us about the environmental impact of masks.